the earthquake in Japan actually did not damage many manufacturing plants in terms of physical damage. It was the nationwide power shortage that forced a lot of electronics and auto plants to shut down. It takes a lot of power to run those plants. And it ends up being more than a temporary effect. Toyota and Honda now have had to delay the rollout of their new models. You're not going to be able to get one of those new Prius minivans for quite some time. And you can expect the price of Japanese cars to go up a lot in the future. But it's not just confined to what's going on in Japan or Japanese industries. Australians say they have maybe days, perhaps weeks of supply if they run their plants at a very, very slow rate. And the time is already up here in the U.S. General Motors last week stopped production at its Shreveport, Louisiana production facility. And this week, the Detroit-based auto company laid off 59 of its full-time employees at the Tonawanda, New York production facility before ultimately halting all production
because they can't
completely
get parts made in Japan.
That's right. And especially hybrids, you got to remember that many of those batteries that they use in hybrid cars are actually manufactured in Japan. Joining us now, Bob Coleman, Doug Eby. Bob is the shop chairman of the United Auto Workers Local 774 in the Tonawanda GM plant. And Doug is the president of the UAW Local 2166 in Shreveport, Louisiana. Bob, do you have any idea that when they brought you guys in and said, okay, we have to halt production here because they simply don't have parts, did they tell you when they're expecting to put you back to work?
No, they have not.
So you're just cooling your heels at home.
Yeah, we have one more plant running, which we build the L850 engine. So that engine line is up running, but we have laid off another plant that makes I-5 for Shreveport.
And Doug, how much notice did you have before they said, okay, everyone go home, we can't make cars here?
I guess they gave us about a 5-hour notice.
5 hours? You came in and they said in 5 hours everyone goes home?
No, we were running our normal shift, and myself along with some other of the union representatives were in a health and safety meeting, a standard monthly meeting that we have. And after the meeting was over, our plant management asked us to remain after the meeting. He had some news to give us, and that was about 11:18 a.m., and that we would be going down at the end of the shift, which was 4:30 p.m.,
So that's about 700, more than 700 workers, perhaps close to 800 who are now not working because you don't have the parts to make the cars.
Yes, that's correct.
And Bob, how many altogether there at the Tonawanda plant?
We have 800, around 800 roughly.
So that are now out of work. Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, not out of work.
But
total.
Not working. 15.
Yeah, 59 right now, not working.
Okay. I mean, when you got the news of what was going on in Japan and the disaster there, I'm sure your first thoughts weren't, this is going to put 59, 60 of my coworkers out of work.
Well, honest, for Tonawanda, until Shreveport was touched by it, we didn't know what parts that anybody got from Japan.
You really had no idea. So, I mean, this teaches you lessons about the whole idea of made in America. What's an American product? What's not? It seems like that's harder to say anymore.
Absolutely, and this goes to prove it.
And Doug, the same thing for you. I mean, many of your workers, did they know which parts were made in Japan and which were made here domestically?
Oh, no, not in this case. We had no idea.
So that also, you guys are getting a lesson in the supply chain.
Yes.
Global manufacturing, they call it, I guess. What a wonderful thing.
Although, you know, it's interesting, guys, during the meltdown and the bankruptcy of some of the big auto companies that we talked with some of you folks during, a lot of the parts manufacturers in the U.S. shrank or went out of business completely. So, in a sense, we've lost the capacity to pick up the slack in even just the last 10 years or so.
Very, very true.
You know, Doug, I got to ask you, I was reading, there's obviously a lot of international coverage of the disruption to the auto industry right now, and people are saying that it could actually have an effect that goes into months across the world, across the globe. You know, I'm one, and some of the comments beneath these were, you know, okay, so Japan is slowing down production on its cars. Great, that means people will buy American. But that's not turning out to be the case. I mean, you don't have the cars.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, in other words, they have disaster in Japan, and not surprisingly, Toyota and Honda are not able to produce the cars that they were. Their numbers are going to dwindle at the dealers, right? So you have responses from some of the readers of these articles saying, oh, good, this will force people to buy American cars. But as John was saying, that line has been blurred into what's American and what's not. I mean, how do you explain, let's say that somebody asks you, why are you not working right now if the disaster is in Japan? How do you explain?
Well, you have to be honest with them, and General Motors has to be honest with the fact that they got shut down due to a part that was made in Japan.
For something like this, when you're dependent on foreign suppliers or just a disaster happens, what are the contingencies? I mean, can you get unemployment? Is it a normal kind of safety net, or are you just sort of out in the cold for a while? Doug and then Bob?
We do get some money thanks to our collective bargaining agreement with General Motors. We get some money for our employees, but of course it's not, it's not your full pay.
Right, of course. And Bob?
Doug has stated that pretty well, and that's quite a bit what it is. And for Tonawanda, we had just brought back people from work that was laid off. So what happens with them people, they're out of unemployment. So now when they go back on the street, they don't receive nothing until they build up their credits. And we have, I want to say, about 10 people right now that have not built up their credits, and they're out on the street with no pay whatsoever.
They just came back to work after being unemployed for a very long time, and they're immediately furloughed.
Correct, correct.
And Doug, Bob is dealing with maybe 69, 70 employees. There, where you are, there's almost 800 in that situation. Are any of them in the same situation that Bob just described?
There may be a handful, which would be probably 18 to 20, but most of our people have been working. They've not been laid off.
All right. So not nearly as bad for Doug Eby, but it could be weeks before everybody's back to work the way that they were before. Fair, Doug?
It could be. I don't believe anybody knows at this time. If they do, they're not telling us.
Okay, Doug Eby, president of the United Auto Workers Local in Shreveport, Louisiana. I assume he'd know as soon as anybody else did there. Bob Coleman is with the UAW Local 774. He's a shop chairman there at the Tonawanda GM plant in New York. Thanks, gentlemen.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.